Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome over here to Arweva High School. Jeff Blackman with you here tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. We've got some Rolling Valley Conference basketball action as the Patriot and Rockets in town to take on, of course, the Rockets of Arweva. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. The Arweva girls coming in 0-20 on the season, 0-13 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference. Both teams getting ready for postseason play as Peyton Sherdan 3-17 on the year and 1-12 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference. They are 1-4 in their last five games, having beat Storm Lake St. Mary's last Thursday night, 34-30. Arweva does lead this series 15-9-1 since 2013, but Peyton Sherdan 1-1 handily when these two teams met back in January, 52-18 that final score. Arweva, though, has won 6 in a row, and they won a year ago by a final of 41-25. They are 7-2-1 in the last 10 games against Peyton Sherdan. We'll step away and take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Nuggets! Go
Rockets! That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Blank, but with you here tonight on 93.7 at KKR. I appreciate you joining us here. Let's take a deeper look at each one of these teams here real quick. For Arweva girls, they come in averaging 21 points per game, while Peyton Sherdan at 29 points per game. Defensively, Arweva giving up 61 points per game, with Peyton Sherdan at 55 points per ball game. Rebounding pretty even. Peyton Sherdan, though, leads that 27-20. Steals, Peyton Sherdan leads that 10-5. Arweva better, though, with the turnovers. Arweva averaging 24 turnovers, Peyton Sherdan at 27 turnovers per ballgame. So both these teams, again, playoffs coming up. Arweva down to IKEA Manning on Thursday, with Peyton Sherdan being at Glen Ralston on Thursday. We'll have both of those games covered for everybody across our CB Sports Network. Let's take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Rockets of Peyton Sherdan under head coach Tom Kennedy. Again, they come in 3-17 on the year, 1-12 right now in the Rolling Valley. They'll start a 5'3 senior in Ava Manahan, a 5'6 junior in Kalia Manahan, a 5'6 freshman in Eden Smith, a 5'7 junior in Olivia Smith, and a 5'5 junior in Ella Tassler. For the Arweva Rockets and their head coach Austin Stolt, they come in 0-20 on the season, 0-13 in the Rolling Valley. They'll start a 5'7 junior in Hallie McCullough, a 5'4 freshman in Vivian Blackford, a 5'7 junior in Gabby Hundley, a 5'6 freshman in Mar Obrick, and a 5'7 freshman in Aubrey McCullough. We'll step away for our national anthem tip-off coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Thanks for listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors, the Lake City recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Gabby Hundley, Kalia Minahan set to jump things off. Peyton Chardin in their gray road uniforms with the orange Rockets on the front with orange numbers on the front and back. They've got some white on the uniforms as well. Arweva in their white home uniforms with a black outlined by red on the front and back with the numbers and the black Rockets across the front with some black down the sides as well. The opening tip going to be controlled by Arweva. They'll be heading left to right across your radio dial here in this first half of play. Peyton Chardin opens up in a man-to-man. We've got the ball. They were trying to feed it down to Obrecht, who cut it on the left side. The ball is lost. Peyton Chardin picked it up, but then lost it out of bounds. So it'll stay with Arweva to open things up here tonight. Rockets of Arweva will inbound it. Aubrey McCullough to inbound the ball. Arweva will box it up around the lane. Lob pass inside. They get it to Gabby Hundling near the right blocker. Shot is up no good. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be Olivia Smith coming up with it. But we're going to get a steal by Gabby Hundling. Hundling tries to get it down to Blackford in the corner. That is caught by head coach Matt Wilkin with the Arweva boys. He's standing down there in the corner that him and Tim Bell and Jake Nanner and Darren Cherkey and Al Cook usually stand down there in that corner. Ella Tassler bringing it up. Arweva also going man-to-man to open things up. Ava Minahan now over to Kalia Minahan. Kalia with it outside up to Olivia Smith. She'll fire up a three right side top of the key and knocks that one down. And Olivia Smith will give Peyton Chardin their first lead of the ballgame at 3-0. Hundley was out there, had the hand extended, but Olivia just able to knock it over the top. Hundley gets it off to McCullough. Aubrey with it out on the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor, looking for some help. Now gets it to Obrick. Obrick rolls it right side over now to McCullough. That shot by Halley, it's up no good. Rebound taken down inside by Blackford. She'll be tied up by Smith. That's Olivia. And the jump ball possession arrow will favor Peyton Chardin. 6:52 to go here in this first quarter of play. It's 3-0. Peyton Chardin with the lead. Now with Tassler going to bring it up. Aubrey McCullough waiting for. Olivia Smith, lob pass underneath to Eden Smith going up against Obrick. Shot is up no good. Rebound tipped back into Eden's hand. Her putback no good. And then Ella Tassler will come down with a rebound. She's going to be fouled on the play, and she'll head herself to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That foul going to go on Gabby Hundling, who I think felt like she maybe got the block shot. That'll be number one on Hundling, team foul number one on the Rockets. Tassler at the line. The first one is up and no good. Tassler coming in, hitting 31% from the line this season. Again, we do have Jeff Story on in the house tonight, taking photos again. They'll be free to download. We'll get them up on the TV Sports Network website and Facebook page, Instagram as well. Coming up probably tomorrow. Obrecht looking to penetrate in. As Tassler missed both free throws down on the other end. Aubrey McCullough came up with a rebound. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against Kalia Minahan. And that is going to be number one on the 5'6 junior. Number one against Peyton Chardin. Rockets again over Weaver. Box it up around the lane. Hallie gets it in. Now work it to Hundling. She'll drive in the lane. Her runner heads up no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still being tipped around, still loose. It'll be Ava Minahan pulling it down for Peyton Chardin. Now we've got a loose ball. We also have Gabby Hundling trying to walk off an ankle. I know she's got bad ankles, and she's trying to walk that one off. She's going to just walk it off. She's a tough kid. Jump ball possession there will favor Arweva. Now inbound it down on the baseline with Hallie McCullough. This time they're going to box it up around the lane on the left side of the floor. That's where Hallie McCullough is looking inbound. It gets it into Hundling, bumped by Minahan. That's Ava out now to Blackford, over to Hallie. Hallie drives down the right side, kicks it out, finds Obrecht on the baseline. But Obrecht unable to stay inbounds as that pass took her out of bounds. Turnover will give it back over to Peyton Chardin. 3-0, Peyton Chardin with the lead. 6:05 to go here in the first quarter of play. Ella Tassler going to bring it up. Aubrey McCullough waiting to pick her up. They'll rub her off of the screen. Left side now to Kalia. Kalia penetrates down to the baseline, cut off nicely by Blackford. Over to Tassler, right side. Aubrey Hallie McCullough jumped the passing lane. It's tipped to Eden Smith, who now tries to find Kalia Minahan. Kalia will track it down before, and now she's going to step out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it over to Arweva. So both teams struggling a little bit here with some turnovers early. Hallie McCullough, the talented junior, will inbound it into the backcourt now to Obrecht. Obrecht will work it up. Kalia Minahan's going to pick her up, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Kalia. And that is two quick ones on the junior. Kalia Minahan comes in averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds per game. Pretty important player for Peyton Chardin. That'll quickly get Chloe Happy, a 5'8 freshman, up off of the bench. She'll check into the ballgame. And Minahan will have a seat. So now if you hear me say Minahan, it's Ava Minahan that I'm talking about, with only one Minahan on the floor. Hundling comes off the screen by Aubrey, over to the right side, now off the screen by Hallie. It takes it down into the right corner, picks up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. Somebody's got to come help her. And they'll get it out now to Hallie. Left side to Obrecht. Got to fire up a three. It's up short. And Hundling saves the rebound, but into the hands of Tassler for Peyton Chardin. Tassler over to Eden Smith. She'll run it up the floor right side. Off now to Olivia. Olivia drives in. Kick pass out to Minahan. Skip pass right side now to Tassler. Tassler inside the three-point line. Feeds it inside to Eden. Double team will come back up top to Tassler. Tassler attacks the right side, picks up the dribble out to Olivia. She'll pump fake, kick pass over to Happy in the left corner. Happy with it. Up top now to Eden. 8 on the shot clock. Tassler will fire up a three right side top to keep that short. Ball is going to bound over and by Coach Stolk. It'll go out of bounds, and it will be Arweva basketball. Austin and Jamie Stolk, of course, the coaching duo here for the Arweva girls. Obrecht brings it up, works it up across half court. Hallie McCullough now outright high on the right side of the floor with it about 30 feet away. Has the dribble. She's going to be bumped and fouled by Happy. Chloe Happy, the talented, very athletic 5'8 freshman. I think if she gains confidence in herself, she's going to be really good in volleyball and in basketball as well. She'll pick up her first. That's 3 on Peyton Chardin. Obrecht over to Blackford. Hallie will cut down 3. Aubrey pops up top. They'll get it to her. Now over to the right side. Obrecht looks to dump it inside. And Olivia Smith will come up with a steal. That time she looked where she wanted to pass that one for too long, and Olivia just kind of kept her eye on her. And now Olivia goes down. Ball's loose on the floor. Gabby Hundling goes to pick it up. We're going to get a timeout called up by Arweva. And Gabby Hundling will pick up her second steal of the ballgame. 3-0, Peyton Chardin with the lead. We've got 4:11 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 Kick Harrell, part of the CB Sports Network.
From residential remodel to commercial projects,
Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Nuggets! Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience. Quality satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Along with Jeff Storyhan in the house, we've also got Connor Crabb along with us tonight. And, of course, you can find his video highlights, and they'll be posted tomorrow on the CB Sports Network Facebook page, YouTube, Instagram as well. Western Iowa Networks, again, is the sponsor of that with our high-speed highlights. So don't forget to check out Western Iowa Networks as well. Gabby Hundley gets it off to Obrick, down to the corner now to Hallie. Hallie drives the drive in, going to be bumped in number two on Chloe Happy. So Peyton Jordan with four. The biggest thing is you've got Kalia and Chloe, who both play the same position, each with two. Now we'll get Holly Miller, the 5'6 sophomore, another pretty good athlete. She'll check in now for Olivia Smith. Alley to inbound on the baseline, gets it to Obrick on the right wing. Obrick looking inside. You got two players kind of posting up by each other. That means easy for the defense, no spacing. Obrick dribbles it out on the left wing, finds Blackford down in the left corner. Skip pass up top, going to be stolen away, and we're going to get a foul on Hallie McCullough. Jumping into the passing lane that time was Chloe Happy, second steal of the night for Peyton Chernan. That'll be foul number two against Arweva. Peyton Chernan will inbound over on the far side of the floor. Arweva going to stay man-to-man the way it looks. Minahan over the right side now to Eden. Eden takes it down. Kick pass out to Miller. With only one Smith on the floor. We'll try to call Eden by her last name, Smith. Pass to Minahan. She'll pick it up. Almost lost it out of bounds. Minahan brings it up top. Going to fire up a three. It's in and out. Almost went down in. Chloe Happy, though, with a big rebound defensively. Now looks for the cutter. Ball going to be thrown away. Aubrey will come up with the steal. They work it ahead to Obrick. Slides through the defense. Shot up no good. Happy with another rebound. Her second of the ballgame. Arweva still looking for their first points. 3-0. Peyton Chardin, they scored on their first possession. In hand with it out high on the right side. Dribbles it to the middle of the floor in between the 10-foot line on the volleyball court and the half-court circle. Over now to Ella Tassler. Right elbow jumper up and good for Ella Tassler. The 5'5 junior picks up her first point. The lead is now 5-0 in favor of Peyton Chernan. Obrick out high on the left wing. Puts it up top to Aubrey, over to the right side to Hundley. Hundley going to fire up a three, looking to answer. Shot is short, and the rebound taken down by Tassler, her third of the game. Off now to Holly Miller. She'll bring it up. Miller gets it back over to Eden. Eden looks to drive. Loses the basketball. It's knocked away. Tassler will pick it up. Lost it. And trying to dive and save it is Aubrey McCullough. They'll go out of bounds off of Arweva. It'll be Peyton Chernan. Basketball. .214 to go here. First quarter. Aubrey McCullough checks out. Noelia Gonzalez is going to check in. Olivia Smith will check in. Is Ella Tassler going to check out? Eden inbound down on the baseline. Gets it in now to Olivia. Pump fake. Got Hundling in the air. Pull-up jumper from 16. It's short. And the rebound taken out of there by Blackford. Just the second rebound for Arweva here. With Peyton Chernan dominating the glass. They do have about a 7-rebound-per-game average. Gonzalez is three up. No good. Rebound taken down by Olivia. She's going to be fouled on the play. And that's going to go, I think, on Hallie McCullough. That is two on Hallie McCullough, the 5'7 junior. Team foul number three against Arweva. Minute 57 to go here in the first quarter. So Olivia Smith will bring it up. Penetrates down the left side, picks up the dribble. Kick pass over now to Eden on the left side. Eden will penetrate in the lane. Flips it over on the right side, and good hustle by Blackford, something she always does. She'll pick up her first deal. Off now to Obrick. Obrick going to bring it up the floor. Kick pass down to Hallie in the right corner. Hallie drives in. Kick pass over to the cross court. Nearly stolen away. Gonzalez with it. Now up top to Hundling. Hundling back over to Hallie. She'll fire up a three off the right side. Up, no good. Weak side rebound taken down by Eden. Eden will find Olivia. Olivia looking to bring it up. Gets it up across half court. Hundling now defends. Dribbles it down the left side. Comes off a screen by Ava. Spins in the lane. Runner up, no good. Rebound to Happier. Putback no good. Rebound to Miller. Shot up no good. And we're going to get a jump ball position there. We'll favor Peyton Sherdan. Boy, Happy's come in off of the bench. She's already got 3 rebounds, making a big difference down on the block right now for Peyton Sherdan. 12-2 rebounding edge right now for Peyton Sherdan. Olivia Smith will pump fake, penetrates down the right side, lost it on the way up. It's going to be out of bounds, and it will be a Pitt Arweva basketball. Ella Tassler set to check back in. She'll check in now for Eden Smith. So again, just one Smith on the floor. If you hear me say Smith, I'm talking about Olivia. 55 seconds to go, first quarter of play. Hundling across half court, over to Hallie on the right wing. Pump fake drives in, going to be bumped in, fouled. And Chloe Happy just picked up her third. And that is going to be the fifth against Peyton Sherdan here in the quarter. Should be free throws coming up. Free throws coming up here for Hallie McCullough. Hallie shooting 60% from the line this season. Looking to get our Weaver on the board here before the end of the first quarter comes around. Got some of the high school boys basketball guys over here doing the ESPN Sports Center thing to my right. And McCullough's free throw is up and no good. Talia Minahan now going to check in for Chloe Happy. Second free throw coming up here for Hallie McCullough. It's on the way up in. Good. We've on the board. 5-1 our score. Olivia will bring it up. Stops. Fires up the 3 top of the key. Hit one from there early in the game. Misses that one. Gabby Hundling will come down with a rebound. Her first of the ball game. Hundling will bring it up. And Obrick running around behind her. Obrick will cut left side. They'll get it to her. Pull up jumper from 14 up and good. Mara Obrick cuts it to a 5-3 ball game. Letassler will get it up across half court. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Aaliyah with it on the left wing. Work comes off a screen, attacks the lane, and we're going to get a bump and a foul. That's going to go on Noelia Gonzalez. So Gonzalez, the 5'6 senior, going to pick up her first. That'll be team foul number 4 against Arweva. So Peyton Sherdan will inbound on the baseline. They'll spread 4 across the lane. Tassler looking to get it inbounds. Gets it to Miller. Shot blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. And it is going to be last touch by Miller, and it's going to be Arweva basketball. And Lee Wittrock set to check in for the Rockets. They're trying to figure out who she's coming in for. So they got to wait. So Hallie McCullough going to check out. So Peyton Sherdan will maintain possession. They do give it over to Peyton Sherdan. That shot was partially blocked. Tassler to inbound on the baseline. Gets it into Olivia on the right side. Lost it. Hundling dives for it. Them two fighting for it. We're going to get a jump ball possession. We'll favor Arweva with 6.1 seconds left here in the quarter. Hundling shaking off that right hand. Maybe injured it a little bit there. Now get it into Hundling. Hundling wanted to go right back to Obrick, but doesn't. Obrick wasn't ready for it. Now Hundling pushes it up, fires up a shot at the buzzer, up off the back of the rim, no good. That one nearly fell, but Peyton Sherdan will take a 5-3 lead into the second quarter. That second quarter, 1 minute away here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
We head to the second quarter here tonight. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'll get a player of the game chosen at the end of the game. I'll get a banner put together. When I get back home later tonight, Ella Tassler will score to start off the second quarter for Peyton Chardin. Got the inbound pass. Nobody stopped her, just dribbled right down the left side of the lane. Stopped and shot about a two-footer off of the glass. It's 7-3 Peyton Chardin. Obrick off the screen, penetration right side over to Hundling. Three on the way up. Good! Mara Obrick with the assist. Gabby Hundling with the bucket. We've got a one-point game here at 7-6. Tassler will drive down. Kick pass up top, Olivia Smith, three on the way up, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands that time of Hundling. Hundling up the left side of the floor, got to dribble high. Kick pass over to Gonzalez, right side, over to Obrick, three on the way up, off the glass, and good. We have our first lead change. As Mara Obrick will put Arweva up here at 9-7. Now we've got Blackford nearly coming up with a steal here at Eden Smith going after it. And we're going to have a jump ball possession there. Will favor Arweva. So Arweva on a 9-2 run since falling behind 5-0 to open this thing up. Aubrey McCullough back in for Blackford for Arweva. Obrick will bring it up over to Hundling on the left side. Hundling back down to Obrick. Three from the left corner. Short. Battle for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Ava Minahan does a nice job getting down there. Gets it over to Eden. Eden will push it up the left side. Ball knocked away by Aubrey, but she's going to step on the baseline. So good defense that time by Aubrey McCullough. Arweva starts three freshmen, so the future going to look brighter for this program. Just got to get them to keep working during the offseason. Kalia Minahan's three up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Aubrey, and then Eden Smith going to pick up the foul. That'll be her first. Aubrey McCullough with her second rebound of the ballgame. Or we were rebounding better here in this second quarter. They were out-rebounded again 13-2 in that first quarter. Mara Obrick going to bring it up. Over now to Hundling out high on the left side of the floor. Picked up there by Tassler. Peyton Chardin stays man-to-man. Obrick drives in, bounce underneath to Aubrey. She'll lose it underneath the basket. That was a tough pass. Not much she could do with that one. That's a freshman-to-freshman. And we're going to get a jump ball possession. Oh, this time going to favor Peyton Chardin. But Aubrey's kind of stood underneath the behind the backboard on the baseline. Mara drove in, threw her a bounce pass, but she couldn't do anything with it. And then it was a tough pass to handle. Eden will drive in. Shot going to be blocked with a whistle. A foul going to go against Arweva. That's going to go on Mara Obrick. That'll be number one on the 5'6 freshman. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against Arweva. Eden Smith heading to the free throw line. 72% free throw shooter on the season, but the first one off of the back of the rim, no good. 9-7 Arweva. Peyton Chardin jumped out 5-0 in this one. Led it 5-3 at the end of the first quarter. Second free throw for Eden Smith. Very talented freshman. It's on the way up and good. 9-8 now in favor of Arweva. Obrick out high on the left side with it, near the Peyton Chardin bench. Skips it over to Gonzalez, right side, top of the key. Gonzalez back up to Obrick, left side to Hundley. Hundley skips it back over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez back to Obrick. They're going to fire up a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped into the hands of Kalia Minahan. Kalia's going to attack all the way down on the right side. Lost it. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with Peyton Chardin. I think Noelia Gonzalez got a piece of that one. Nice pass by Tassler. They find the cutter, Eaton Smith, off of the inbound play. She'll be fouled by Obrick. So Mara Obrick picking up her second. Eaton Smith back to the line to shoot a pair. Peyton Chardin with a chance to take the lead back here. Still early in this second quarter. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up for you. Smith's free throw on the way is up and good. Eden now 2 of 3 at the line. She's tied it at 9-9. And just this one tie and one lead change. Mara Obrick will check out. Vivian Blackford back in for the Rockets. Second free throw upcoming. It's on the way up and good. So Olivia Smith will put Peyton Chardin back on top here by a score of at 10-9. Arweva gets it to Gonzalez on the right side. And Hunling on the right wing, looking inside for Aubrey Smith. Olivia is front, or Eden Smith now comes up with the steal. Off to Tassler, now to Olivia, ahead to Cleon. She'll attack on the right side. Nobody stops her. The layup is no good, though, and the rebound to Aubrey. And then I think Clea just picked up her third foul, and now we get a little pushing and shoving here as the player's on the ground. Officials quickly get in there and break things up. Hopefully everybody appears to be all right, just maybe a little shook up. This is an intense one here. Liam Inahan did pick off her third. 5:16 to go here. And we're going to get a timeout called by Arweva. Timeout on the floor. 5:16 to go in the half. 10-9 Peyton Jourdan. Back in 30 seconds on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome you back here as we come to you live from the Gatorade Broadcast Booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Remember that Mason Neal and I will head back to our offices tonight. We'll type up recaps of all of tonight's bowling. We've got, girls and boys basketball tonight as well. We'll type up recaps for all of our area games. We get the official stats sent to us from the coaches after the games. We'll type up those recap stories with full box scores, and we'll get that up. You can find it on the CB Sports Network, again, and that is at sports.1380kcim.com. Just look for the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. There will be one for girls basketball, one for boys basketball, and one for boys bowling today as well, as those are the three sports that are in action. We usually have them posted sometime between 1 and 2 in the morning. Blackford now off to Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Hunling, defended the top of a 2-3 zone. As Fake Trinan's now gone to a 2-3. Hulling tried to split the double team up top. The two defenders in the top of the 2-3. Ava Minahan got her tied up. Possession air will favor Arweva, so it'll stay with Arweva. 4:54 to go here in the first half of play. Tight one here, 10-9 our score. Alley over to Gonzalez. Back up top to Hunling. Hunling over to Hallie McCullough, left side. McCullough back up top. Gonzalez will tip. That's going to go backcourt. That'll be an over and back against Arweva. A pass just a little bit out of Gonzalez's reach, and then it went off her fingertips and out of bounds, or into the backcourt. So Peyton Jourdan, a chance to stretch this lead. Tassler will catch it near half court. Works it over. Kick pass is going to be behind Eden Smith. Eden was posting up in the left corner. Ella thought she was going to stay there, but just as Ella went to make the pass, Smith cut towards the bucket, so the pass was behind her out of bounds. So consecutive turnovers, one for Arweva. Then Peyton Jourdan returns the favor, so Arweva with the basketball down 10-9. Alley with it out high on the left side. Down to the left corner now to Blackford. Blackford with it. Back up. Pass is tipped back into the hands of Blackford. Good defense by Holly Miller, who almost came up with a steal. Gonzalez with it over to the right side. Penetrates in. Tries to throw a bounce pass to Halley. It's tipped and stolen away. Coming out of there with it is Olivia. Olivia out on the break. It's going to drive all the way in. Kind of crashes into some people. Holly Miller picks up the loose ball. Shots up no good. Gabby Hunling with the rebound. She'll push it ahead. Kick pass over to the left side to Halley. Blackford will cut through. Get it back over on the right side to Hunling. Her three on the way. It's going to be a long. And the rebound taken out of there by Hallie McCullough out to Gonzalez. Three up, no good. That one's going to bound out of bounds, but it'll be saved. Nope, not saved. Blackford tried to save it, but unable to do so. And Aubrey McCullough now going to check back in the lineup for Arweva. Peyton Jourdan will have the ball. 3:34 to go. Gonzalez tying her shoe in the half-court circle. Peyton Jourdan jumped up 5-0. Arweva then went on a 9-2 run to take a 9-7 lead, but Eden Smith hit a free throw, went 1 of 2 at the line, then went 2 of 2 after that. We're going to get an offensive foul on Olivia Smith. That's going to be her first a moving screen. That'll be the third here against Peyton Chernan. Hundling will bring it up. Smith with those three straight free throws. Put Peyton Chernan up 10-9. Hundling over on the right side. Attacks down to the baseline. Picks up the dribble and some trouble now on the wing as Eden Smith's got good defense to get close to a five count. Skip pass now over to Gonzalez. She'll grab it. Knock it back over to Hundling. Hundling finds Aubrey near the right block. Her pass inside. She was looking for Blackford. It's tipped, stolen away. Eden Smith will come up with the loose ball. We're going to get a whistle of foul. Going to go against Arweva. That'll be on Noelia Gonzalez. Number two on her. Each team with three team fouls here in this second quarter. 2:57 to go until halftime. Basketball doubleheader for you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Yeah, Olivia Smith will find the cutter, Ella Tassler, who knocks down the nice jumper. She's got six here in the ballgame. It's a 12-9 lead now for Peyton Chernan. Gabby down the right side finds Hallie down in the right corner. So Eden Smith will defend. Eden's going to knock the pass out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rockets of Arweva. Still 2:32 to go here in the first half. Skip pass on the inbounds over to Gonzalez, now to Blackford. Up top to Gabby, over to McCullough. Hallie's three on the way. It's up. No good. Gonzalez saves it, and it'll be Blackford hustling it down. And now the pass inside going to be knocked out of bounds by Ava Minahan. Aubrey McCullough, the inbounds. Fresh 30. Inbounds pass comes to Hundling. Shot blocked by Eden. The rebound to Minahan. And she is going to be tripped and fouled. And that's going to go on Hallie McCullough. Number three on McCullough. So her and Mara Obrecht with 3 and 2. Shot up on the other end is not being good for Olivia Smith just behind the free throw line. 14-9 Peyton Chernan. That matches their largest lead of the game when they were up 5-0. Arweva hasn't scored yet with Obrecht on the bench. Allie McCullough almost drains the three. Long rebound. It's going to be lost off of the leg that time of Olivia Smith. No, they're going to say it's Peyton Chernan basketball. Olivia that time was fighting one of her teammates for the rebound. As Maddie Lighting will check into the ballgame. She'll check in for Hallie McCullough. Peyton Chernan with the ball. Eden Smith brings it up, looks to attack, drives down, lost it on the whip, but we're going to get a reach-in foul. And that's going to go on Noelia Gonzalez. That'll be number three on her. Five against Arweva now here in the quarter, so Peyton Chernan will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Eden Smith at the line. Free throw on the way, up in no good. He's now 3 of 5 at the line tonight. Ollie Gonzalez will check out, and Ollie Wittrock will check in for Arweva. 2nd free throw for Eden. It's up. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Aubrey McCullough for Arweva. 4 rebounds for her unofficially here tonight. Blackford trying to drive in on the right side. It's going to end up traveling with the basketball. Just changed that pivot foot. And got herself trapped down on the baseline. Somebody's got to drift into that opposite corner to give her a passing angle. Nobody did that. Eden Smith again comes up, finds Tassler on the left wing. Tassler is going to travel with the basketball as she made a move back up top. Arweva ball, minute 18 to go here in the half. Aubrey McCullough, the inbound, he gets it into Hundling. Peyton Chernan has played man-to-man most of the game, went to a 2-3 zone for a while. They're sitting in the 2-3 zone now. Lighting with it, goes inside to Aubrey. Working inside, shot up off the rim, is up in good. Lighting with the assist, Aubrey McCullough with her first basket, comes in averaging 2 a game. It's 14-11. Eden Smith trying to answer with the 3, it's up no good. Long rebound to Blackford. Her third of the ballgame. Arweva could tie it with a 3, cut it to a 1-point game with a 2. 40 seconds to go here in the half, about 14 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Blackford with it left wing. Passes it back up to McCullough. That's going to go into the backcourt. Ava Minahan hustling after it. It'll be picked up. It's going to stay with Arriva as that was touched. Got a shot clock down to 10. They get it to Maddie Lighting. Her three is up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Olivia Smith. It will be Arriva basketball. Fresh 35 for Arriva, so 18.9 to get a shot of. Inbounds pass. They tried to kind of force that one in. They had Gabby Hundling cutting down the middle of the lane, but she had three Peyton Sherdan players right around her. And the bounce pass went into the hands of Olivia Smith, who was then tied up. Possession arrow favors Peyton Sherdan. So they get a chance now to shoot the final shot here of the half. Olivia out on the right side has it knocked away, picked up by Tassler over to Miller. She'll fire up a three. It's short. And a good job of hustling that time by Olivia Smith. It's going to be out of bounds off of Lighting, so it'll stay with Peyton Sherdan. And now I have 4.5 seconds to work with. Oliva thought it was going to bound out of bounds. Olivia Smith said, not on my watch, sprinted over and was able to throw it off of McCullough. She'll get the ball in bounds. It's off of now of Gabby Hundling, and again, some physicality after the play. Fishers are going to have to get this under control here a little bit. We've had some shoving after play, stuff that doesn't need to be done. Olivia Smith picks up the dribble. That's a double dribble, yep. And they're going to sound the horn. She did double dribble on the play. And that is going to end the first half of play. It's 14-11, Peyton Sherdan. Kind of a sloppy ending for both teams. But Peyton Sherdan will hold a 3-point lead, having outscored Arriva 9-8 in that second quarter of play. We'll step away. First part of our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up next, right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arriva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arriva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
FM show brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight in beautiful Westside, Iowa, home of the Arweva Rockets. They're hosting Peyton Chardin in a Rolling Valley Conference basketball doubleheader here tonight. And there's Peyton Chardin leading it 14-11 at the halftime. This one's kind of went back and forth. Peyton Chardin's probably led most of the half anyway. They led the entire first quarter, going up 5-0 on a three-pointer to start the game from Olivia Smith, and Ella Tassler scored on a drive to the basket. That put them up 5-0. Hallie McCullough hit a free throw, and Mar Obrecht knocked down a jumper right before the end of the half. All of Arweva's 3 points in that first quarter came in about the last 40 seconds of the first quarter play. Ella Tassler then scored on a dribble drive to open up the second quarter for Peyton Chardin, but Arweva then went on a run. Gabby Hunling hit a three. Mara Obrecht answered that with a three to put Arweva up at 9-7. But then Eden Smith fouled on two consecutive shots. She made 1 of 2 the first time. That cut it to 9-8. Hit both free throws the next time to put Peyton Chardin back on top by a score of 10-9. And then it was Ella Tassler again scoring to make it 12-9. Olivia Smith extended that lead to 14-9. And then that was Aubrey McCullough with the jumper inside on a nice pass inside by Maddie Lighting. And that made it 14-11. And that is where we stand here in the first half. Again, both teams struggling. Foul trouble has been a problem. Turnovers have been a problem for both of these teams. Peyton Chardin kind of dominated the glass early in the game. At one point, they had a 12-2 lead on the backboards. But Arweva came out more aggressive on the glass in the second quarter. I think that's part of the reason why they were able to chip away at that lead. The foul troubles probably affected Arweva more. Mara Obrecht has become kind of their go-to scorer, and they only scored the 2 points after she went out in that second quarter, picking up her second foul. So they need her out on the floor, really, for their offense to have a couple of weapons. Gabby Hunling is capable of scoring as well. But this is an Arweva team that does come in just scoring 21 points per game. Now, Peyton Chardin at only 29, but they have a few more girls that kind of consistently score. You got Eden Smith, Olivia Smith, and Kalia Minahan. All have had some big games for them offensively here in the last couple of years. Fairly even first half here. Excuse me. Our score 14-11 in favor of Peyton Chardin. As you can hear, I swallowed wrong, so I'm going to step away and take a break. I'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors Halftime Report. We'll have a look at our first half stats coming up next year on 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. Westsidestate.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Take a look at our numbers here in the first half. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Rockets of Patriot End, who lead us with 14-11. Ava Minahan with three rebounds. Kalia Minahan picked up three fouls, didn't play a ton. She's got a rebound. Eden Smith with 3 points, all coming from the free throw line. She's also got two rebounds and two steals. Olivia Smith with 5 points to go with two rebounds and two steals. Ella Tassler, 6 points, three rebounds. Holly Miller with a rebound, and Chloe Happy with three rebounds and a steal. Peyton Trenan, 3 of 8 from the free throw line. For Arweva, Hallie McCullough, also on the bench for part of that first half. She's got 3 fouls. She's got 1 point and a rebound. Vivian Blackford with 3 rebounds and a steal. Gabby Hunling with 3 points to go with 3 rebounds and 2 steals. Mar Obrecht with 5 points to go with an assist. Aubrey McCullough, 2 points to go with 4 rebounds and a steal. Noelia Gonzalez with an assist, and Maddie Lighting with an assist as well. Arweva, 1 of 2. From the free throw line here in the first half. Again, Peyton Trenan leading this one 14-11. Thanks for listening to our halftime report brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. And again, Jeff Storion in the house taking photos tonight. Those will be free to download on the CB Sports Network website and Facebook and Instagram pages probably tomorrow. And coming up tomorrow, look for our high-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. You can find them on our CB Sports Network pages on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. High-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. So we've got Connor Crabb here shooting video, and he'll throw out little quick video clips and highlights of the games, both the girls' and boys' games coming up tonight. Arweva basketball, we start the second half. Blackford with it, looking for the cutter. Hunling, ball tipped away. Kalia Minahan comes up with the loose basketball. Almost lost it. Does a nice job saving it over here on the sidelines to Olivia Smith. Olivia going to penetrate in. A little Euro step move. Shot is up, no good. Battle for the rebound taken down by Hallie McCullough. Off now to Hunling. Hunling will run it up the right side of the floor. Now brings it more towards the middle. Over to Hallie. Three on the way. Left side top of the key up, no good. The rebound taken down by Obrecht. Obrecht with her first rebound. Back out to Hallie, not a Hunling. Inside to Aubrey. She'll go up at the rim. Shot up a little bit short. The rebound taken down by Olivia. Over now to Eden. Eden going to push it up. Going to attack. Obrecht will stop her. Turnaround jumper up. No good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of a Blackford. Her fourth rebound. Now Hunling is going to push it up. And we've got a collision between Ava Minahan and Hunling. Minahan goes crashing to the floor. And the foul going to be called on her. So that is number one on Ava Minahan. Allie McCullough to inbound near the Arweva bench. Gets it to Gabby. Hunling now with the basketball. Defended out there by Minahan. Picks up the dribble. Finds Hallie over to the right corner to Obrecht. Obrecht with it. Defended by Eden. Gets it back up top. Over to Blackford on the left side. Back off now into the hands of Hunling to Obrecht on the right side. They go inside to McCullough. Aubrey's going to be triple teamed. Kicks it back out. Obrecht's three on the way up. Good. Allie McCullough with the kickout pass. Mara Obrecht with the three. We are tied for the third time tonight. This time at 14-14. Kalia with it on the left side. Minahan off to Tassler. Now over to Olivia. She's trying to answer with her own three. It's up, no good. And Aubrey going to clear her fifth rebound of the game. And now we get a foul in the backcourt. Is that going to be offensive on Aubrey McCullough? Who's they going to call it on? And that is going to be an offensive foul on Aubrey McCullough. So that'll be one on McCullough as Ava Minahan stayed in the backcourt and picked up the foul. Nice job that time by Ava to stay in the backcourt and pick up that foul. 6:18 to go. Kalia Minahan gets the inbound, open for three, right side up, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Tassler. Tassler will kick it back out. Eden Smith's three on the way up, in good. So Tassler with the rebound and the assist. Eden Smith, second three of the ballgame for Peyton Trenan. They lead it here 17-14. Nice catch over on the right side by Blackford, and we're going to get a reach-in foul going to go on Eden Smith. And that is going to be number two on her. Second team foul on Peyton Trenan here in the quarter. Aubrey McCullough again going to inbound. Lobs it over now to Halley. Halley with it out high, left side, top of the key, down to the left side, inside to Aubrey. Aubrey kicks it back up. Nice catch by Hundling over to Obrecht. Going to fire up a three off the wing. In and out, no good. And the rebound taken down by Olivia Smith, her fourth of the ball game. Olivia will push it up the right side. She's going to drive down. She'll take it all the way to the hole, get some contact. She'll draw some contact, gets herself to the free throw line. That's on McCullough. That could be her third. Nope, that's going to be number two on her. I thought she had two, but it's just her second. Olivia Smith heading to the line. 68% on the line this season. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. Jim Mason, Nealon, and I will type up recaps of all of tonight's basketball and bowling for girls and boys basketball and boys bowling. We'll get them up on the website at sports.1380kcim.com. Second free throw up, good as well. So every time that our Weaver has made a run here to either tie it or grab a quick lead, Peyton Trudanza reestablished dominance and got that lead back up to five. That's where it's at right now. It's actually one shy of that. Lob pass in. I get it over now to Halley up top. Blackford and battling for it, and we're going to get Ava Minahan coming out of there with the steal. Off to Kalia. Kalia drives in. Layup is good on the other end. Kalia Minahan with a bucket. Olivia Smith hit both free throws. It should be 21-14, I think. They've got it 20-14 on the board. Blackford nearly lost it, gathers it in, passes through the fingertips that time of Aubrey McCullough into the hands of Kalia Minahan, and she is going to be fouled on the play by Gabby Hundling, who just picked up her third. Kalia Minahan with her second foul, or second steal. Eight steals on the night for Peyton Trudan. Gonzalez and Wittrock will check in for Arweva. Gabby Hundling in the checkout, as well Halley McCullough. So Gonzalez, Obrick, Blackford, Wittrock, and Aubrey McCullough on the floor. So if you hear me say McCullough, it's Aubrey. We'll get you the Peyton Trudan line up here in a moment. They've got a chance to really stretch this one. Eden kind of flipping that one up towards the basket. Blackford will come down with a rebound. It's both Smiths, Eden and Olivia, along with Tassler, Ava Minahan, and Kalia Minahan. Gonzalez out high, tries to throw it into traffic. It's tipped and stolen away by Tassler. Ball loose on the floor. Ava Minahan came up with it. And we're going to get a timeout called by Peyton Trudan. 6-point lead according to the scoreboard. We got to go with what they say. 20-14 lead right now for Peyton Trudan. Back in 30 here on Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Bukowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Eden Smith, a two here a little bit ago on what looked like it was a three, so it is 20-14. Olivia Smith drives in over to Eden on the left side. She'll penetrate in. We're going to get a bump and foul. That's going to go on Blackford, number one on her. Anna Krause in the house tonight. Good to see her. Former Arweva great. Eden Smith checks out. Holly Miller back onto the floor for Peyton Trudan. Tassler to inbound. Lob pass comes in to Olivia near the free throw line. Over to Kalia. 15-footer off the right wing is not being good. Kalia Minahan with her second bucket. It's 22-14. This is what happened. Peyton Trudan pulled away the first time these two teams met. To win it 52-18, it was a tight game at halftime. Gonzalez looking to drive in, step through move, shot is up, no good. Rebound to Aubrey McCullough, her putback is up and good. She's had a really nice game inside, especially on the glass. 22 now 16. Olivia Smith brings it up, ball stolen away by Gonzalez, but it's tipped to Kalia. Kalia drives in, loses it, it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say off of Wittrock, and they'll say that it's going to be Peyton Trudan basketball. Chloe Happy now checking in for Tassler. Peyton Jordan going to stack four of them around the box. They'll get it up top to Holly Miller. Three on the way up in good. Holly Miller with her first bucket here tonight. A big three. It's a nine-point lead right now for Peyton Jordan. 25-16, their largest of the game. R. Obert trying to answer, and her three up in the corner is up in good. Mara Obrecht gaining more and more confidence every game in her ability to score the basketball. That's going to make it 25-19. Olivia looking to answer. Her three, it's up. It's short. It'll bound out of bounds, and it's going to be our Weaver basketball. Eden Smith, Ella Tassler in. Chloe Happy, Olivia Smith will check out. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. Obrick over it to Gonzalez. Back down to Obrick in the corner. She didn't look that one in. She was looking to see if she could get the shot off. And it went through the fingertips and out of bounds. So the ball will go back over now to Peyton Jordan. 2:34 to go here in the third. Eden Smith will bring it up. Splits the top of the 2-3 zone. Kick out pass now to Ava. She'll track it down near the sideline. Back off to Tassler. Tassler drives in. Bounce pass over to Minahan. Ava back to Tassler. Jumper on the way up. No good. Rebound tipped by Wittrock. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with Peyton Jordan. Tassler to inbound on the baseline. They'll put Kalia on the left wing. Eden on the left block. Holly and Ava on the elbows. Bounce pass comes into Kalia. Back out to Tassler. Out to Eden. Three on the way left wing. Up no good. Weak side rebound to Holly Miller. And Holly brings it back out. Now up top to Ava, left side again to Eden. 2 minutes to go. Tassler over to Kalia on the right side. They find Tassler cutting through. They look for Kalia cutting through. She had to grab it around the ankles. Gonzalez trying to tie her up. And are we going to get a foul on the play? I think we are. And that's going to go on Noelia Gonzalez. And that is going to be four on the 5'6 senior. And now we get a technical foul. And I don't know if that went on the coach or if that went on a player. Austin smiling and laughing with the official that called the technical. So they'll bring everybody down here to the other end. And Eden Smith will shoot the free throws. And Noelia Gonzalez must have been who that technical was called on because she now has five fouls. She is now technically fouled out of the ballgame. Eden Smith at the line. And the free throw on the way is up and no good. 25-19. A lot of time left in this one. We're late here in the third. Second free throw up and good for Eden Smith. 26-19 now. Now, I think there should be Peyton Jordan basketball. But now Kalia Minahan, who was, I think, fouled on the play, as that was five team fouls, is now going to shoot some free throws. Free throw on the way. It's up in good for Kalia Minahan. 27-19. And now Austin Stolk wondering why they're keeping the players back. Second free throw upcoming. And Kalia Minahan will knock down both. 28-19. And now Peyton Jordan will get the basketball. So they ended up getting three free throws. Now they could get another three. This could turn into a six-point possession. Tassler with it. Kicks it out now to Minahan. That's Ava. Now jumping the passing lane is Aubrey McCullough. She'll come up with her second steal over to Obrecht, and the layup's up in good. McCullough playing really big here tonight for Peyton, for Arweva. I think you're starting to see we're going to get a travel now, going to go against Peyton Jordan, and Olivia Smith is down grabbing the right ankle. And I think she's going to be helped up. We'll see if she can walk that one off. I know they were wrapping both of her ankles before the game. Olivia is going to check in for her. it will be Arweva basketball. I think you might be seeing the emergence here a little bit of Aubrey McCullough playing with some energy and some attitude in this ballgame. Unofficially, I've got her for 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. She's also done a nice job posting up. Only 4 points, but you can see the confidence in her growing. That pass from Hundling over the head of Blackford out of bounds, so a turnover for Arweva. Chloe Happy going to check into the ballgame. She'll check in now for Kalia Minahan. Minute 15 to go here, third quarter. KCIM Sports Rewind coming up tomorrow morning, 9:30 until 10 o'clock. Casey Miners, Mason Neal, and myself will talk high school sports, college, and pro sports. I'm sure we'll talk a little Super Bowl. Olivia Smith with the basketball. Kick pass now over to Ava Minahan. Does a nice job saving it to Tassler. Lob pass is going to be gathered in by Holly Miller. We've got Gabby Hundling injured down on the floor. She's getting up. And the ball thrown away. Aubrey McCullough going to come up with the loose basketball. Her third steal. She's going to attack. Kick out pass to Obrick is tipped away. And now we get a timeout called by Arweva. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Speaking of our KCIM Sports Rewind, our half-hour sports program. Of course, in early April, we're going to move it to closer to 50 minutes. So it'll start at around anywhere between about probably 7 after to about 10 after 9 o'clock. And we also have our All-Star festivities for our top basketball players and top wrestlers and top swimmers for the boys and top girls and boys bowlers. We'll name a swimmer of the year for the boys. We only have the one team that swims, so it's kind of hard to pick an area team when we only have the one team to choose kids from. Same with bowling. We only have 2 girls teams and 2 boys teams. We're just going to do a bowler of the year for both the girls and boys. We will have an all-area girls wrestling team and an all-area boys wrestling team and an all-area girls basketball team and an all-area boys basketball team. And what we do is we throw a fun event where we have an all-star game for basketball. We have a dodgeball tournament for the wrestlers, swimmers, and also, of course, the bowlers. Eden Smith jumping the passing lane there, tipping the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Arweva. And then we have a 3-point shooting contest that all of the kids invited to participate, can participate in that, so you don't have to be a basketball player to be in the 3-point contest. That'll be Saturday, March the 14th at the Carroll High School Gym. Free event open to the public. Vivian Blackford fires up a 3 left side, shot up no good. She tries to track down her own rebound. Her and Eden Smith battling. It'll be Eden getting there just ahead of her, but great hustle by Vivian Blackford. Olivia Smith brings it up now off to Tassler. Pull up jumper on the way short, and Annalie Wittrock will clear the rebound for Arweva. Wittrock with her first rebound. 4 seconds to go. Obrick going to fire up a long one just short, and the third quarter will come to an end. Peyton Trinane able to extend their lead. 28-21, they lead it. They outscore Arweva, actually outscores them in that quarter. Actually, nope, they didn't. They outscored 14-10. Peyton Trinane outscores them 14-10 in that third quarter. We'll step away. We've got the fourth quarter coming up in 1 minute here. 93.7 KKRL.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go
Rockets! That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Ag Lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your Ag Lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Hey, Trinane leads by 7 as we head to the fourth quarter. They have the basketball. Eden Smith drives in, shot up no good. Arbery McCullough pulling down her 7th rebound of the game. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor, gets it off now to Hundling. Hundling up top, down to Blackford. Blackford has the shot blocked by Olivia Smith. Tassler will come out of there with the rebound, her 5th. Over now to Minahan, off to to Olivia Smith. She'll bring it up. Runs into Gabby Hundling. Over now to Tassler. Jumper on the way is up and good. Well, the Tassler has played well for Peyton Sherdan tonight. Peyton Sherdan extends that lead back to 9. That matches their largest lead. Gabby Hundling skips it over to Obrick. 3 on the way from the right wing. Up, no good. Rebound batted around. Kalia Minahan will clear it. Her second of the ballgame. And now Gabby Hundling ties up Olivia Smith. Possession arrow will favor Arriva. Great effort from both of these teams in this game. Everybody playing hard when they're out on the floor. Aubrey McCulligan inbound gets it into Obrecht. Open for 3. It's up off the backboard. No good. Gabby Hundling, though, going to track down the rebound for Arriva. And now we get a bump and a foul on the double team. And that is going to go on Ella Tassler. It'll be number one on Tassler. Team foul number one against Peyton Sherdan here in this fourth quarter. 7:01 left, 30-21. Peyton Sherdan with the lead. McCullough lobs it, but it's short. Ava Minahan comes up with the steal. Gabby Hundling hustles back. Minahan lost it on the way up, but it'll go off of Hundling and out of bounds. So it will be Peyton Sherdan basketball. 31 on the shot clock, 6:56 to go in the ballgame. Tassler gets it into Eden down on the right block. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound number 8 unofficially for Avi McCullough. It's knocked away. And now we get another tie-up between Ella Tassler and Gabby Hundling. And this time the possession arrow will favor Peyton Sherdan. And some young guys sitting behind the Peyton Sherdan bench that are really into this one. Inbounds pass, tipped out of bounds. Nice hustle by Gabby Hundling to get a piece of that one. You can hear them kind of hollering and screaming and hooping, hollering and having some fun here. Tassler to inbound. They get it in now to Olivia. Olivia trying to work against Hundling. Double team will come out to Tassler. Tassler drives to the free throw line over to Ava. Can't handle it and then ends up throwing it through the legs of Eden Smith and out of bounds. Turnover. We'll give it back over to Arriva. Bud Fagan, the assistant coach for Peyton Sherdan, longtime East Green girls basketball coach. Trying to tell the kids to settle down. He also coached Peyton Sherdan here for a few years. Eden Smith trying to jump the passing lane. Hallie McCullough did a nice job coming to the ball. And that gets the foul on Eden, her third. Team foul number 2 on Peyton Sherdan here in the quarter. Two things. If Hallie doesn't come to the ball there, Eden jumps the passing lane, has a layup on the other end. Number 2, with her coming to the ball, she is the offensive player, so she gets the rights to the ball, and it picked up another foul on Eden Smith. The inbounds comes to Gabby Hundling, taking it down on the right side, going to drive in, pull-up jumper is blocked, and the rebound taken out of there by Olivia Smith, her fifth. Off now to Eden. Eden's going to push it ahead, loses it, drives in, her layup is up, no good, rebound tipped around. And McCullough pulls down number 9 tonight for Arriva. Kicked ahead, though, going to be stolen by Tassler. And now it's off to Eden Smith. She'll drive down, layup on the other end, up, no good. And Mara Obrick will clear the rebound for Arriva. Obrick up across half court, penetrates in, goes in, running layup up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Eden Smith. And now we're going to get a collision. Gabby Hundling going to pick up the foul as she slides into Kalia Minahan. Gabby Hundling just picked up her fourth. Eden Smith slow to get up on the other end. We're going to get a timeout called by Peyton Sherdan. Timeout on the floor. 5:47 left in this one. Back in 1 minute right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together. Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Peyton Churnan basketball. They lead it 30-21. Still early here in the fourth quarter, getting closer to midway through. Ella Tassler with the basketball finds Kalia Minahan out top. Kalia about 26 feet away, right side top. He takes a dribble down towards the free throw line. Cut off, bounces it now out to Olivia. Nice dump underneath the Tassler. Shot up, no good. Aubrey McCullough fighting between Happy and Tassler for the rebound. Jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor. And the board is out. Now it is going to be, there we go. It's going to be our Weaver basketball. So Allie McCullough taking over that point guard role right now for our Weaver. She'll bring it up, works it over to the right, now to the left, back towards the middle of the floor, picks up the dribble, gets it over to Wittrock. Wittrock with it, back over to Hallie. Hallie over to Obrick on the right wing. Obrick back up top to Hallie, left side to Wittrock. Aubrey kind of working the baseline a little bit, needs to call for the ball and get herself out above. She'll call for it there, gets it at the right block, shot up no good, rebound tipped out into the hands of Hundling. Hundling will bring it out on the left wing. Going to fire up a three. They left her unguarded. Olivia Smith comes up with a rebound. Over to Tassler. Tassler will bring it ahead. Attacks down the rim. Kick out now to Kalia. Three on the way up. No good. And we're going to get Happy picking up a foul over the back that time. That's going to be number four on Chloe Happy. Third team foul on Peyton Jordan here in the quarter. Chloe Happy will check out Eden Smith. Even with those bum ankles, back out onto the floor. Allie McCullough handling the basketball for Arweva. She'll bring it up. Wanted to come left side. That's taken away. Now over to Hundling. Hundling back to Hallie. Over to Wittrock. Back up top to Hallie. They run a screen, and that time Eden Smith read it. She knew that they were going to pop Albrecht over out and on the corner. She'll come up with a steal. Tassler's jumper is on the way up and good. Eden Smith with the steal and the assist. Ella Tassler with a big bucket. 32-21 now in favor of Peyton Jordan, their largest lead here of the game. Gabby Hundling with it out high on the right side. Hundling looking for some help. And now we get a timeout called by Arweva. There we go. Wasn't for sure. They didn't really signal anything. They just blew the whistle. Timeout on the floor, called by Arweva, 3:53 to go. 32-21 in favor of Peyton Jordan. Back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank, big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
An 11-point lead right now for Peyton Jordan. Arweva trying to get that first win of the season. Peyton Jordan trying to pick up their fourth win of the season and sweep the season series with Arweva. Rockets of our Peyton Jordan have led at the end of each quarter. I haven't led all the way through. Arweva led for a short period of time, 9-7. Peyton Jordan went back up 10-9 and has stretched the lead very slowly ever since, and it was a 14-11 game at halftime. Lighting back onto the floor, gets it over to Hundling. Dribble down on the left side. Kalia Manahan picking her up. Hundling going to fire up a three. It's up good. Gabby Hundling with her second three. We get another. So we must have got a warning, I'm thinking. And that's all it could be, I think, a warning for Arweva touching the ball coming through the net. Ella Tassler going to check in. 8-point game here with 3.5 to go. Tassler, a good ball handler, checks in for Holly Miller. Eden Smith. Running the baseline, trying to get it in. We'll get it into Kalia. Man-to-man pressure, full court for Arweva. Olivia Smith will push it ahead. Going to attack. Dump pass underneath. The layup for Ava Minahan rolls in. Ava Minahan with her first bucket. Olivia Smith with her third assist. 34-24. Gabby Hundling gets it across. Now over to Mara Obrick. Mara with the basketball. Comes off of a screen, works at left side, now looks to attack, drives in. Runner on the way, no good. Got her own rebound. She'll bring it back out and reset the offense. Over to Gabby Hundling, three on the way up, no good. Long rebound again to Mara Obrecht. Mara, defended by Tassler, penetrates down the right side, gets to the rim. Layup is up, no good. But she's going to draw some contact and get herself to the free throw line. I think that one's going to go on Olivia Smith. That'll be the call, number two on her. Obrecht at the line. 50% on the season. The first one off the front of the rim, no good. Arweva is one of three from the free throw line here tonight. Second free throw up coming for Obrecht. It's on the way. It's up and good. 34-25 for Paige Chardin. Long throw. It's going to be thrown away. They led Talia Minahan too far. The turnover will give it back over now to Arweva. 2:45 to go. Plenty of time. If you're an Arweva fan, just got to get some shots and get a couple of stops. Mara Obrecht out high on the right side with the basketball. Skip pass back over to Gabby Hundling, left side. Penetrates down to the baseline. Gets it to Lighting on the wing. Lighting. Kick pass over to Obrecht. 17-footer on the way up short. Audrey McCullough with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Tassler. So Tassler will pick up her second. I got Audrey McCullough unofficially 10 rebounds here tonight. And she'll head to the line. Her first trip there tonight, 39% on the season. Free throw on the way up off of the back of the rim. No good. Got to make free throws, especially. You got to make them all the way throughout the game. Then it maybe takes a little pressure off of these late ones. But especially late in games, and that one no good as she went across the line. So it will be Peyton Chardin basketball. Aubrey frustrated with herself. Got to stay calm. She's just a freshman. She's going to have a chance to be pretty darn good. She keeps putting some time in during the offseason, works on her shot a little bit. She's aggressive, and then she comes up with a steal. Shot up no good. The rebound is taken in by Obrecht. And Obrecht will lay it up and in, and now we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. Obrecht with the rebound and the bucket. McCullough with the steal. Makes it 34-27. A foul here a moment ago. Goes on Mara Obrecht, her third. Actually, no. They move it now to Aubrey McCullough, her second, ahead to Olivia Smith. Gabby Hundling with a black shot. The rebound going to be knocked out of bounds off of Lighting. It'll stay with Peyton Chardin. 2:14 remaining in this one. 34-27. Liam Minahan, the inbound in front of the bench, gets it off now to Tassler. Tassler with it. Works it over left side. Now penetrates down. Running layup blocked by Aubrey McCullough. It'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with Peyton Chardin. 2:06 to go. 23 seconds on the shot clock. What a ball game we've had here tonight. Inbounds pass to Eden Smith. Layup off the right side. Bounces around the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be Tassler clearing it for Peyton Chardin, and she'll feed it off to Eden Smith for the bucket. 36-27 now in favor of Peyton Chardin. Gabby Hundling driving in. Runner blocked by Olivia Smith. It'll go out of bounds off of Smith. And it will be Arweva basketball, minute 48 remaining. Both teams playing with some high energy here. And Peyton Chardin head coach Tom Kennedy wants to chat it over with this girl. 36-27, Peyton Chardin with the lead. Minute 48 to go, back in 30 seconds here. A 93.7 at KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Let's reset the game for you here tonight as Peyton Chardin leading Arweva 36-27, minute 48 left here in the fourth quarter. Foul situation, Arweva just with two, so they've got some fouls that they're going to have to make to put Peyton Chardin at the line. Peyton Chardin already with five. The timeout situation, Arweva with one, Peyton Chardin with two. Jump ball possession there will favor Peyton Chardin if we have another jump ball. Arweva looking inbound it with Gabby Hundling. trying to get somebody open. Now he's got to lob it in. And Mar Obrecht going to track down the loose ball. Ava Minahan right there with her. They get it over to Gabby out high right side. Now over to Lighting. She'll fire up a three up. Good! Gabby Hundling with the assist. Maddie Lighting with the three. It's 36-30 now. In favor of Peyton Sherdan. And now Aubrey McCullough comes up with a steal but stepped on the sideline. But great hustle again as they trapped. And Peyton Sherdan will maintain possession. Vivian Blackford coming in for Arweva. Chloe Happy checking out as Olivia Smith will check in. And Lee Wittrock checking out for Arweva. Some of the boys' basketball players standing down in the doorway watching. Inbound pass now to Kalia Minahan. The layup's up and good. Olivia Smith picks up the assist. Kalia Minahan stretches it back to 38-30. Gabby Hundling bringing it up. Dribbles away from the double team. Attacks down the left side. Up top to Lighting. Lighting tries to bounce it into McCullough. Knocked away. Eden Smith will come up with it. She'll push it ahead. Or we even may have to foul here. Off to Kalia. Down to Olivia in the right corner. Olivia looking to drive in. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Eden. Back off now to Olivia. They look for the cutter. Ava Minahan shot in front of the rim. Up no good. And the rebound back to Ava. Her shot up no good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Kalia. And we're going to get a timeout called by Peyton Sherdan. 42.1 remaining. Surprised in a way that Arweva didn't foul there, especially considering they only have two. You could extend this game and get it where you get a few more possessions. Peyton Sherdan has not shot free throws extremely well tonight. 8 of 13 right now. 8 of actually 15 on the night. 8 of 14, I should say. So I'd send them to the free throw line if you can. Try to extend this game. Give yourself at least a couple of extra possessions. You've hit some threes here in the second up. Mara Obrecht with three. Maddie Lighting with one. And Gabby Hundling with two. So I would look at that option right now. And right now you don't need that three right away. We'll see what Arweva does here. Ella Tassler looking to get it in bounds. And they don't have to foul as Mara Obrecht comes up with the steal. Obrecht will push it ahead. Crosses over, attacks, nearly traveled with it. Now gets it off to Hallie McCullough. Hallie's going to drive in. She's going to fire up the jumper. It's up no good. Long, long rebound. Tracked down by Obrecht in the backcourt. Obrecht kicks it ahead to McCullough. Aubrey, dump pass over now to Hundling. She'll drive in. Her layup up no good. Rebound batted around. And it's going to go into the hands of Gabby Hundling, who's standing on the baseline. And out of bounds. And Peyton Sherdan going to survive here tonight. Up 38-30 with 14.9 seconds remaining. Eden Smith looking to get it in. She'll go deep to Olivia Smith. Olivia's going to pick it up. Doesn't need to take the shot over to Kalia. I don't think Arweva's going to foul here. And Aubrey McCullough does. So that's just the third foul here in the quarter for Arweva. So Peyton Sherdan again is going to have to inbound. 7.8 seconds remaining. Now get it in to Ella Tassler. She'll be bumped in, fouled by Aubrey McCullough. That'll be number four on her. 6.2 seconds remaining. And Coach Stolk saying, don't foul, don't foul. Just keep your hands up. Kalia looking to get it in. Hundling is going to come up with the steal on the inbound. Ava Minahan went hard to the floor. Hundling's shot at the half-court buzzer up, no good. And we've got an injured Ava Minahan on the floor as the game comes to an end. Peyton Sherdan will win it here tonight by a final of 38-30. We'll step away, take a break. We've got our postgame report coming up for you next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience. Quality satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Post game show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Arc of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well. At MackeyMotors.com. Our final score tonight, Peyton Chernan picking up win number 4. They knock off Arweva 38-30. Let's run you through our scoring here tonight for Peyton Chernan. Ava Minahan with 2. Kalia Minahan with 8. Eden Smith with 8. Olivia Smith with 7. Ella Tassler with 10. And Holly Miller with 3. Peyton Chernan 8-14 from the free throw line. For Arweva tonight, Hallie McCullough with a 1. Gabby Hunling with 6. Mar Obrick with 16. Aubrey McCullough with 4. And it was Maddie Lighting with 3. Arweva going 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game. And again, we'll get a picture and a banner put together of our player of the game. We'll get that up on the Carroll Broadcasting or CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later tonight. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We're going with Ella Tassler tonight. Didn't turn it over very much, handled the basketball well, handled the pressure well. I've got her unofficially 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Had some clutch baskets as Arweva was making that run in the fourth quarter that kept them in the lead. So Ella Tassler is our Culver's player of the game. I've got to run down and talk to the boys' coaches. I think Coach Stolk and Coach Kennedy and a player from both teams expected to join us at halftime of the boys' game. We may catch up with Coach Stolk yet here in between games with one of the Rockets as well. Big Trinan leading our boys' game right now, 24-22 here at the halftime. But let's talk some girls' basketball. Mara Obrick with the Arweva Rockets joining us. They fell earlier tonight to Peyton Chernan, 38-30, but Mara with an outstanding offensive game, finishing up with 16 points to lead Arweva here tonight. Mara, congratulations. It's not just tonight. Your offensive game has been kind of skyrocketing here as of late. What do you think is contributing to that?
Getting the ball and going.
Is it just that, just getting more confidence since you're just a freshman? People sometimes forget you girls are starting 3 freshmen, so sometimes just gaining that confidence that you can do it?
Yeah. It'll get us going once we get our confidence back up.
Okay, so for you tonight, take me through how you were seeing the floor when you decided it was a good time to take some shots.
When we were down by a lot, I decided it was time to kick it back up and go at it.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you wait until you're down to start taking more shots?
Because then we really need to come back up and
okay.
get back up.
Okay. Talk about the defensive effort tonight. How did you feel like you helped Peyton turn into 38? How did you feel like you and the girls played defensively tonight?
We did really good in the man-to-man. Then we went to zone, and we kind of slacked on the help defense.
Is that something you're still learning about, and especially the foul trouble tonight? Is that what forced you girls to go to the, to that zone defense?
Yeah. So we were all in foul trouble, and we couldn't get out of that.
What do you think you and some of the other younger players are taking away from this season? You go into the postseason now on Thursday. So what are you learning about what it takes to be successful at the high school level?
Get out there and do it. You can't, slack off on everything.
Now, I want you to talk because you're kind of a quiet girl. We'll get you talking more in your career. But Aubrey McCullough had a heck of a ball game tonight. What did you see from her?
She really played with intensity today. She was going after everybody and going after all the balls.
Well, I tell you what, keep up the good work. I appreciate you joining us. You'll get so used to these interviews over time. So thanks for coming up and chatting with us.
Thank you.
You met Mara Obrecka joining us here. We'll get head coach Austin Stolk on the headsets. We'll see if we can't cover and catch some PC girls at some point as well. Coach Kennedy was going to come and chat with us, but again, he's coaching the boys game right now. So Coach Stolt from Arweva is on the headsets now. And Coach, another near one. You guys have had some closer games here as of late. The offense has come on. What did you see from your team tonight and the fight that they had?
Yeah, just the tenacity to get on the floor, go after loose balls, rip balls through. You know, We've had a lot of games in the season so far that we're not in a triple threat position,
right.
And when we are, we're allowing them to get jump balls
right.
or change the possession over in an easy manner. And I thought our girls did a nice job of getting defensive rebounds, particularly in the second half, getting out and pushing and getting some buckets in transition.
What did you like about the defense tonight? You held them to 38. What did you see that you thought you did well? Mara thought they played pretty good in the man-to-man but struggled in the zone tonight.
Yeah, I thought I thought right away we did a nice job in the first quarter of moving our feet. Second quarter, we got just a little bit lackadaisical with our feet, and we started using our hands, getting some cheap fouls.
Yep.
Kind of got us into a little bit of foul trouble, so we had to go to a little bit of 1-3-1, a little bit of a 2-3 with the personnel that we had in. They give them credit. They hit a couple shots. You know, it's obviously tougher to rebound out of the zone, and we kind of ran into that issue in the second quarter. We rode the ship in the second half with our foul trouble. We're able to play man-to-man most of the half and I think we almost doubled our rebounds in the second half, which is a big deal for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big part of that rebounding, I had Aubrey McCullough officially with 10 rebounds tonight. I thought she was extremely aggressive. Only scored 4, but I liked what I saw of her wanting the ball down on the post and kind of being aggressive looking for her shot down in the post.
Yeah, you know, some of our girls, and particularly some of our freshmen, it's just a matter of we got to get out of our shell. And
right.
Some girls are starting to do that. And, you know, I told the girls in the locker room I'd love to have 2 more weeks of the season and play some of these games over. You know, have a couple more weeks of regular season and play them again. And, it's really promising for those girls individually and us as a team. When you can break out of your shell, have some confidence to try new things, go after loose balls. There's no thinking about it. It's just an effort thing. Same thing with rebounding. It's a desire thing. So I think some of our girls are starting to realize that, starting to understand what it takes to win, and they want to be competitive.
Hey, Cam Manning, now Thursday to start the postseason. What do you do to get ready Tuesday and Wednesday for that matchup?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of us, we need to get rested up a little bit. It's the end of the season. It gets a little bit grueling at this point. The bodies are a little bit worn down. It's a lot of mental things to focus on one team in particular at this point. You know, everybody's 0-0. We got to take the next 2 days to mentally focus on what they're going to run, watch a lot of film on them. You know, we'll do that tomorrow in practice. And then we got to be ready to break their press. We got to understand the Stangle girls a weapon. They got a couple weapons down low. They're really long. And their length hurt us the first time. And kind of their physicality and aggression. But, you know, if we can play like this and play with aggression, play with desire, play with some, go after and get loose balls, and shoot the ball maybe just a little better than we did in the second half tonight, we can give ourselves a chance and be able to compete.
Well, coaches, I always appreciate you coming to chat with us. Best of luck coming up Thursday. And I can't remember if it's Casey or Mason that's going to be down there, but we'll have that game covered coming up on Thursday night.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Go go Rockets, go Cyclones, and not go Huskers. Thanks.
Head coach Austin Stolk again.